Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey talking about that secondary state beef checkoff effort in just a moment.
Superior Livestock presents the Bellringer Auction, January 14th and 15th in Denver. Offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Start each day with the Superior Sunrise at 6:30, followed by the sale at 7. Yearling steers, heifers, and Holsteins sell on Thursday, with all breeding stock selling on Friday. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to view the complete listing, videos of each lot, or for more information. Or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bellringer Auction, January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
After a lot of work over the last couple of years to try to get something in place to move forward with a second dollar at the federal level for the U.S. beef checkoff, it looks like there's little opportunity to probably get anything actually accomplished there until perhaps the next farm bill is considered 2 or 3 years down the road. As a result, states that are looking at secondary state beef checkoffs are going to have the best opportunity to get additional resources for promotion, education, and research. States like Texas already have one in place. Oklahoma working on trying to get a secondary state beef checkoff lined up. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says they're working on the signatures to call for an actual referendum sometime this year.
We've got a lot of signature or petitions out in the countryside, and so we've asked, and we're like our board members, et cetera, okay, hey, can you send us those so we can start quantifying where we're at? We've got a good database of signatures in place. I don't know that we have the 5,000 that we need yet. I think we're getting much, much closer than we were even a month ago. But as we start counting those as they start coming, I had a call this morning. Where do I send this petition that I have? Hey, send it to our office so we can put it in the database. So there's still opportunity for producers. If you haven't signed, you still have an opportunity to sign that. You can go on our website. If you're a member of the Cattleman, you got it in the Cowman for 2 months in a row now, you can pull it out of the Cowman and send it in to us. So we're excited. We think we've got some momentum. We think for sure this year we're going to get this done and have an opportunity for a referendum.
And just to refresh everybody's memory, this is all about a supplementary secondary beef checkoff that will add resources on top of that federal checkoff.
That's correct. This one would be controlled completely by Oklahomans. We're setting it at a dollar. It's completely refundable, so if a producer doesn't support it or whatever the reason, they can get 100% refund in it, and all the funds will stay right here in Oklahoma, controlled by Oklahomans, for purposes that they deem appropriate. So if they wanted to support foreign marketing, promotion of foreign marketing in the Japan market, or all of it right here in Oklahoma or on the East Coast, etc., they would have full authority over that complete assessment.
The process, once you do have the adequate number of signatures, they go to the Department of Agriculture.
Correct. We go to the Department of Agriculture. There'll be a public hearing to determine if the signatures are appropriate and if OCA is qualified to initiate a referendum. Then we would have that referendum. We would publicize it. Right now, you would go to a county extension office to vote. We're going to publicize it so every cattleman knows exactly where it is, how to vote, what they're voting on, then they could go to that extension office and vote.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, on this secondary state beef checkoff effort. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.